Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: لا خير في الصمت عن الحكم، كما أنه لا خير في القول بالجهل.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "There is no advantage in keeping quiet about an issue of wisdom, just as there is no good in speaking out an unintelligent thing."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the beautiful and auspicious and universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, we run into these statements of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, whom encourages us to flock towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so, of course, we find that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, who speaks only from wahi, he speaks from divine revelation, and from what Allah commands him to speak and what is acceptable to the Almighty Allah. Of course, we find that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, has always encouraged the believers and encouraged the Muslims to go towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and to really take the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam as a role model, and not just a mere, excuse me, role model amongst a whole variety of different role models, but to take Imam Ali alayhi salam as the role model after the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, himself. So he is therefore the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah. He is the first divinely appointed Imam, the greatest disciple, and the living miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, it seems like that this emphasis upon the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam was precisely because in later years, it was the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that was to be hidden and was to be subdued and was to be cast aside by certain individuals in the Muslim community. And of course, this was done because if the universal persona and this beautiful persona and this successor persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam was not subdued and was not cast aside, then the personal whims and desires of certain individuals would have never been achieved nor attained. And so we find in one such place that the Messenger of Allah says that the angel Jibra'il, Gabriel, has conveyed to him a certain message which comes from the Almighty Allah. And that message is, ill-fated is one who is the enemy of Ali alayhi salam, both during his life and after his passing away, and has the rancor for Imam Ali in their heart. And so, dear friends, of course, we find that on one hand, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, has consistently, constantly, repeatedly, on multiple occasions, and these traditions and these sayings which were said in this manner, in a very continuous and repetitive manner, is found both in the books of the Ahla Sunnah brothers, and of course in the books of the Shia brothers as well. But these traditions that come from them and are found in the books of all the Muslims, on one hand, you have traditions which speak about loving Imam Ali alayhi salam, and on the other hand, you have traditions like these ones and these sayings of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, in which His Eminence talks about one who has enmity for Imam Ali alayhi salam. And what's really interesting is that this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is so valuable that the Messenger of Allah, on behalf of the Almighty Allah, is saying that even after the passing away of Imam Ali alayhi salam, if someone is their enemy, then they are ill-fated. They are, you know, they are unfortunate, miserable, ill-fated is one who is the enemy of Imam Ali alayhi salam, both during his life and after his passing away. Now, what's really interesting is that the brothers and sisters out there should really reflect upon this point, that who is considered to be an enemy of Imam Ali, especially during his life? What individuals stood up and fought wars against Imam Ali alayhi salam? And then when you take these individuals into consideration who stood up against Imam Ali alayhi salam, they fought wars against Imam Ali alayhi salam, wars in which thousands of Muslims were killed because these people stood up to fight against Imam Ali alayhi salam. You add that to this tradition and a lot of things become clear for an individual. And so yes, not only loving the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is of great importance, but being an enemy of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is highly, highly discouraged, and it is something that one must stay far, far away from. Otherwise, you know, this is something that will lead one towards perdition and total failure in both this world and the next. A very comprehensive and interesting lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين إليك واضحا
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open. For them, whoso submits a supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help, procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
And when Ali becomes the embodiment of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can understand why did the Prophet say, An-nazaru ila wajhi Aliyin ibadah. To look at the blessed face of Ali is an ibadah. Because this is no more the face of Ali, this becomes wajhullah. There's so many narrations by different sahaba on this issue, even from Aisha, where she was talking to her father one day that, you know, I was noticing that you are sitting there in the company of the Prophet, although the Prophet was there, but you are constantly staring at the face of Ali. What happened? And the father says, you don't know, the Prophet had said, An-nazaru ila wajhi Aliyin ibadah. I was not looking at the face of Ali. I was doing the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first sin committed in human history according to Quran was which one? You will say Qabil. I'm going even further up. Shaitan. What did he do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do sajda to Adam, and he refused. How did he justify that? He said, basically, O Allah, you are my Lord. You are my Khaliq. You are my Raziq. I only do sajda to you. I'm not going to do sajda to somebody who is even inferior than me. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have rewarded him. Oh, you are a very good muwahid. No, he becomes a rajim, accursed. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if you want to worship me, you will have to worship me the way I want you to worship. You can't make your own choices in my own ways. This is what I think is better. No, because worship means submission, total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so learn this submission from Ali. When Ali stands on Musalla, he is oblivious of the surrounding. His body is here, but his ruh is at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can actually sense the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a question sometimes comes up, what does it mean? Are you saying Ali saw Allah? No, na'uzu billah, we are not doing shirk here. This will be kufr.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.